Welcome back, Cottie Kreischer.
So fucking tired.
Mary Catherine Kreischer.
I'm getting poop tea out for you.
Should I just start calling you Mary Catherine?
Please don't call me Mary.
You are not a Mary.
No, please. How, you can call me Mary
did
Kate.
Did anybody ever call you Mary?
No, not even my parents. Doctors do.
Like, that's ever?
Doctor.
No, but like, why would they name you Mary Catherine?
Because that's what you do.
So they're like, her name's Mary Catherine, but she will never go by Mary Catherine.
Yeah. That's what rich people do, Samantha. I'm just
That's
kidding.
That's what wasps do.
That's what wasps do.
No. Thank God you brought straws.
Yeah, I couldn't handle his.
So, no, for real, they never intended on calling you Mary. Never. Not for 1 second.
No, my parents call me Catherine.
And that's what I was going to say. And if they did, would it be Mary Catherine?
Nope, Catherine. They still call me Catherine.
So, I have a really good friend, and her name's Ashley. But come to find out, I think it was earlier this year I found out, her name is Catherine.
Was Ashley middle name?
I think so, but now whenever, like, I think it's like 50-50 when she calls, I say, hi, Catherine.
Catherine.
Does
she spell it the way I do?
K-A-T-H-E-R-R-Y-N-I-N-E.
Oh, no.
Catherine.
Look at I made Samantha her coffee today. Look at the jet fuel on the bottom.
What is it? Please tell me there's not one pump of sweetener in there.
Yep.
No.
One.
No.
Yes, you're fine.
I don't want any.
It's tis the season.
I need to get in the red. Okay, so I really want to get in the red. Did you bring your fat gauger?
Yeah.
I want to get in the red before Thanksgiving. I want to be, like, underweight, so that way I really need to work on my...
Weight Watchers told me that a Thanksgiving meal is typically about 75 points. Holy fuck. That's 3 days of food.
What would that equal in calories?
Probably like 4,000 or 5,000. It would be, I'll tell you what it would be. About 4,000, maybe 5,000 calories.
But I don't understand, like, what would you be eating to take that? I mean, is that like the whole day? Like your first round,
no.
Second round?
No. It's like just one meal. I mean, I'm assuming it's the candied yams, it's mashed potatoes, it's buttermilk biscuits.
My dad never makes candied yams. It really hurts my feelings.
Are you going to be with him for Thanksgiving this
year?
Yeah,
do you guys do marshmallows on top?
Of course.
Okay, thank God. That's my dream. I love that. I love the jellied cranberry.
Oof.
Yeah, and stuffing. But I actually love turkey. So I don't feel, and green beans. I don't think it's that unhealthy of a meal. I just think
Do you put the crispy onions on the green beans?
They don't always. My dad definitely doesn't.
Of course not.
But I don't find it incredibly unhealthy. I just think I overeat. I eat too much of it. We have a tissue in case you start crying. This is a new addition. So Cotty has recently finally bitten the bullet or eaten the bait, however you want to put it, and started LekFit, the trampoline workout that I've been doing for 5 years. Which I've been telling you about for 5 years.
Yep.
And finally, she came on Wednesday, and she did
crushed
you do every
it.
Day since. So today was her third day.
I think I don't think it's meant to be done every day.
I like to have a break day or
yeah.
two or three or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah.
She's loving it.
So I went. The first class I went to was apparently the hardest class of the week. That was my intro class.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about, okay, so I did that. Got home, showered, felt euphoric. Like, I had never felt so happy after a workout. Like, endorphins. I've always
were flying high.
I was flying high.
It's like somebody gave you an upper.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I cut my antidepressant in half starting 2 weeks ago, too.
Oh, prior to this. Oh, just meaning
yes.
that you're that up.
I'm scaling back.
What were you taking?
Celexa. I'm still taking it, but
are
I'm
you
taking...
trying to taper off?
Yeah.
How long have you been on it?
I don't know. A year.
Do they say that puts? Do they all say that they cause
yeah.
weight gain?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also tapered mine down a little bit.
You have?
Yeah.
I want to get off of it.
I would like to get off of it. You know what? For me though, which is interesting, and I think I've told you this. I've been on Zoloft for the last few years, mostly. Not I wasn't on it during my pregnancies, but when I went off of it a few years ago, I had crazy stomach issues, And then I went back on. I did everything under the sun. I saw GI guys. I tried everything. And then I went back on Zoloft, and all of my stomach problems were fixed. Because the lion's share of serotonin in your body is made in your gut. So there was something going on. Because, you know.
Serotonin's stress, right?
No, serotonin is like the happy chemical.
Oh, no wonder I'm not happy.
And, you know, your body naturally produces a certain amount of it. Some people produce less, some people produce more. But your gut is where a lot of it is being made. So there's like that mind-gut connection. And for whatever reason, I think I just got thrown off by stopping it or whatever. And I hope that I don't need to stay on it forever, but I've sort of been scared now to go off of it again because it caused really crazy stomach issues. So then when I reported this to the GI doctor who I had been sort of troubleshooting with for over, I don't know, almost a year, that I think the Zoloft fix it, he said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, well, thanks for suggesting it.
What do you mean by stomach issues? Pains or?
Remember after I had Dom, and even when I was pregnant with Dom a little bit, before, because I stopped it before I got pregnant with him, and that was that whole pregnancy, and then after, just like hurting, like it was not localized, not in one spot. It was just kind of like sharp and uncomfortable, and just felt like I couldn't. You know when you like before you've eaten and you like, you know, you can suck your stomach in, like if you were just like if your stomach's empty, like I couldn't suck in. I mean, like it just there was like.
Did it hurt when you took a deep breath?
No. No, it was nothing like that. It was just something was not right with my stomach. And I literally have no idea, but it fixed. Going back on it, I was completely fine. And Clemencia, actually, her mom had some similar things a year or two later, and I suggested that for her, and she said it totally helped her mom. Ask Clemencia later. Swear to you.
Stop it.
It was like night and day for her mom.
You know what else was night and day for her mom?
What?
Those Papa and Barley patches, pain patches, the THC ones.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. My point is, I don't know for sure if it's that serotonin, the SSRI.
SSRI?
Yeah. I don't know if those are, if you would treat any kind of stomach issue with those just for fun. But I do think there was some correlation between being on it and just going off kind of cold turkey.
Oh, you went off cold turkey?
Yeah, because I had in the past. I had done that over the years. Because I'm not on a very big dose. So I just stopped taking it, like, as I did years before. I think there was some connection, for me at least, to that. Like, I've just, like, my body was used to that.
Yeah, and you just had Dom, too.
Before I had Dom.
It was before?
Yeah, but my body somehow was not, like, calibrating. It was just like, what'd you just do?
Fascinating.
I don't know. Anyways, I suffered for a year and then kind of figured out that was the key for me at least. But Clemencia's mom, it helped too. Clemencia is Connie's nanny, who was also used to be my nanny.
I really, and Gabby listens.
Hi, Gabby.
I really hope I don't have GI issues.
Oh, going off?
Yeah.
I don't think you will. But my point is, do it really slow.
Oh, I am. Well, not really. I could just cut it in half cold turkey.
What do you mean?
But I think that's fine.
Cutting it in half is good. But do that for...
I'm going to do that for 2 weeks. And then the next 2 weeks, I'm going to cut it in a quarter.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm going to take it every other day, a quarter every other day. And then after that, I'm done.
How big is it? How do you even cut them when they're that small?
I just go...
a little nah. Nah, nah, nah.
My doctor once told me, I was like, I'm feeling anxious. She's like, take a nibble. I was like, you know how neurotic I am. Like, what's a nibble? How big?
Well, I have to give Bianca... My oldest dog, she's almost 15. She's now on 4 medications and 1 new one for her heart. She's taking these diuretics. They are the size of a pin. And they every day they want me to cut them in half. Every time I try to cut them in half, it like powderizes. So I'm basically just like picking up powder and trying to put it on something that she'll eat.
I think it's time to call it with that dog.
No, she's actually
kind of
spry. Are
you still attached to her?
No, not really. It's weird. I'm not that attached to her.
Yeah, because she's kind of like a ghost.
Does anybody feel the same way that... I think after having kids, you definitely changes your relationship with your dogs. But also having an older dog, regardless of kids, Yeah. I think something shifts where it's just becomes hard and you see them struggling. And so the attachment maybe is still there, but I'm not hell bent on getting every last day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because have you seen, oh, by the way, I don't even know if Lisa listens, but have you seen Harold lately?
Harold has bit the dust.
Is he no longer?
He shouldn't be, but he's still okay.
Here. He's nothing specific has come for him. Like, he never got like a tumor or congenital heart failure like Bianca.
He's just old fucking man.
He can't see, he can't hear.
Poor, like he doesn't even know he's alive anymore.
No.
What? Like, it's literally.
But it's crazy because nothing's really taken him down.
No. He's
like a haunted cloud floating around.
Just being carried in like dog beds to one place to the
other.
Yes,
and so that is what I don't want for Bianca.
No.
But I will say it's hard when you see that she's still eating. She's still getting up, going. And, you know, you have to go down quite a bit of stairs to get to my backyard. She's going up and down those stairs by herself. And eating thing kills me. I think if she would stop eating, not stop eating, but if she didn't have an appetite.
That's how the vet judges it.
It's a crazy sign of life. I mean, to have an appetite. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means she's still kind of thriving. She's, I don't know.
I wouldn't say thriving, but she's still with us.
So she's still with us. We'll see. But yes, I'm not as attached to losing her, but she's had a killer life. She was with us before kids.
Yeah, she's had a good run.
A killer life.
Good run.
Hashtag killer life.
Charlie is fit as a fiddle.
She's
only 13, though.
Oh. But you've lost a few dogs. You've had dogs that have gotten old. And what was the case in, like...
Oh, Bob was... Or not Bob, Jesus. Sam, handsome.
Yeah. What happened with him?
He started having seizures, all this shit, running into walls, just, like, pissing all over.
How old was he?
15, I think.
So at a certain point, you guys
We were extending. And my dad, one morning on the phone, was like, I'll be honest with you. Like, if he were my dog, he's like, there comes a point where you're keeping him alive for yourself or for him.
And how many thousands of dollars later?
Tens of thousands, probably. I mean, I remember having a conversation with the vet one night after one of his grand mal seizures. She was like, well, you know, next up is we could do a brain scan. And I looked at her, I go, and then what? She's like, and
see if
there's a tumor. I go, and then what? Well, then we'd evaluate the options. I was like, is the juice worth the squeeze? Like, he's 15.
This is
what
I'm saying.
The poor dog.
So looking back, do you think it was worth it? Would you to spend all of that money?
No.
To get how much time did you get?
A few months.
Yeah.
And he was a mess.
And did your vet at any point suggest to you to consider putting him down before you brought it up?
No.
That's what's so interesting. Were we talking about this? Someone said to me that... the vets are scared to say anything because they don't want to offend somebody who wants to do everything. But I wonder what percentage of the population are, you know, is it 50-50 of the people that are like, hey, I'm not going to go down this road?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
do a lot of people just want to do everything they can?
I think most people feel like they're doing right by the animal by keep pushing. And I go, the animal doesn't even know he's here anymore.
Did you ever have pet insurance?
It's bullshit.
Yeah, but did you ever have it?
Yeah.
And they didn't...
I canceled.
They didn't pay for anything?
We didn't have pet insurance with, like, death stuff. We had it in the beginning with Charlie, and it was like she got her teeth cleaned and then ended up having to have a surgery and, like, 4 teeth removed. Or 9 teeth removed in one.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
And then she woke up, and I was like, oh, thank God we have pet insurance. They're like, it actually doesn't cover that.
So there's, like, different versions of it, and it's, like, fine print.
Yeah, it's like if the dog were to be hit by a car. And no pre-existing, nothing that you've created for the dog, like a bad liver. Like, you know what I mean?
I've never had it. My mom has it.
You'd be better off. Mike and I determined, like, I think you pay, like, $16 a month or something. You'd be better off just putting that 16 in a savings.
That's nothing. $16 a month? It must be more than
that. I think it's 75 a month.
Oh. Like, sounds more like it.
Yeah, but you'd be better off just putting that in an account
and
then using it when things come up because it never covers 100%. It chips away. It's stupid.
Interesting. Yeah, she was at the emergency room last weekend, and just 24 hours in the ER was, it was, they're like, the range is 2 to 3 grand just to keep her here for 24 hours.
That's standard.
But I didn't keep her there. I'm like, what do we need to do? Give me a different version of this. And she, you know, she's fine. I just had to administer.
Why did you take her? What happened that?
Oh, I don't know if she was hypoxic, but she's in congenitive heart failure. Yeah. She couldn't breathe.
Jesus.
They give them diuretics because they can't, their hearts can't work hard enough to pump the fluid
it
out of their lungs.
It lowers your blood pressure too.
Diuretics? Uh-huh. Yeah. So I don't know. So she's responding well. I mean, they're like, yeah, there's a lot of, because I'm like, we're not doing heart surgery. They're like, no. We do imaging and then we figure out what the best medication is. And it's actually, she's not 100, but she's doing relatively well considering. Yeah. But so we'll see. But again, I'm the same way. I'm like, okay, so when the vet suggested a cardiologist for her, I'm like, okay, cardiologist, but what are they going to do? Like, we're not doing heart surgery.
I don't even
they're
have
like
a cardiologist.
Imaging.
No.
But some of them do surgeries.
Yeah. I think there's a certain age.
Maybe.
What else did you bring?
Oh, you want to see what I brought?
Yeah, I kind of do. How'd you get it so soon?
Close your sweet little eyes.
I'm going to fall asleep if I stay like this. Wait, to circle back to L-E-K fit.
Yes.
I don't think I should have started with a master class.
Yes, you should have. Okay. You needed to start with L-E-K herself.
I know. But I think I'm just worn out today.
Okay, well,
I went ham.
Ham, 3 days in a row. I'm not mad at it. I'm actually very impressed by you.
I am too.
And you sexed it up a little today with your little shorts and your leopard sneakers.
Because only because I was afraid of heat stroke.
Just take it easy. Maybe do every, I don't, you know, she wanted you to do a few days in a row to really like get hooked on it. And I think you are.
Yeah.
So now.
Now I can.
Don't max it out. Also, there's really good mat classes that she does that aren't crazy cardio that aren't going to rock you in the same way.
Okay.
Because you were on a high and now you're like exhausted from it. But it doesn't matter. It's your body's happy. I promise you. You're going to sleep better. You're going to start to feel it.
Okay. All right.
So
wind me up,
baby.
Here
you go. Merry Christmas.
What? Is this mine? Oh, my God.
I got Cottie the wine advent calendar.
I can't believe you bought this for me.
I did. I did indeed.
Oh, I can't open anything yet, can I?
I think maybe open the first day just so we can see one little bottle and then put it back in. If you want. You don't have to.
I can't wait to buy you an advent calendar. Do you want wine or products?
I don't know. This one seemed like the most fun to me. Because I like that it actually is the full 24 days.
How fun is this?
I was so excited when I realized they actually exist. When you mentioned them last time, never seen them before.
Riddle me that.
Let me see.
A nice Bordeaux.
Just kidding. Oh my God, it's so cute. Oh my God. Wait, that is the perfect size. I thought it was going to be smaller.
No, it's the perfect. It's a full, it's a nice hearty pour.
I'm obsessed. Wow.
What does it tell you?
It tells you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A lot of Malbecs.
So this one I got from
where?
True. Oh, no. What is it? Does it say on the box?
No.
It's from, I liked this one the best. Let me just see. Total Wine. Sorry.
Total Wine.
Yeah. Total Wine. This is their, these are their selections.
This is amazing.
My only thing, I was thinking of putting in the fridge for you, but obviously you're not going to necessarily start it till December, but because there's whites in there, would you want to have it in the fridge so you open?
Reds I keep.
Yeah, if you
I'm
can fit that in the fridge,
in the fridge.
You, or your fridge in your garage, and then you, that way when you open it, it's cold and ready to go.
I love it so much. Oh, I'm going to nurse it like a baby.
Nurse it.
Oh my gosh.
It needs to be nursed.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Oh, there's a turkey on it. I got to start it maybe tonight. I don't know. This is so awesome.
I also ordered a Revolve. I think it's mostly cosmetics and face care stuff.
Okay.
It's in a little suitcase. And I thought it was really cute. It's $150 and it's I don't know, all the products are pretty good sized and pretty good selection of products. I got one. I was going to bring it for you to see, but then I thought it kind of doesn't make sense because everyone can't see what we're opening. But I went back because it's so cool. I went back to buy more. It would be a great gift for that price point, and it's in this little suitcase.
Yeah.
But sold out.
Are you kidding?
No. So, like, if there's any other ones you want, like the Cult Beauty one or whatever, I would get on it because they all sell out.
How much was this guy?
Also, Sugarfina, I think 100. Also, Sugarfina, that candy store, they have a lot of cute ones. I don't really want candy, but they do gummy ones, you know.
Oh, and that's cute.
And they have such fun selections. For the non-drinker. Yeah, my only thing with the candy, whether it's chocolate or gummies, is, like, it's just fun to open something, but I was going to get it for my kids. I'm like, do I really need my kids eating candy every single day?
Every single day. No.
I remember the ones my grandma used to get for us had one piece of chocolate. You know what I'm talking about? Like the basic Advents.
No. Oh, yeah. When you open it and it's like, oh, I see what you're saying. Sugarfina, you get like a box.
Each day is like, you know, whatever. I mean, a handful. I don't think it's a tremendous amount, but it's, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I need to show you my second product.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to sound...
Is that a thong?
Just stop.
Okay.
It is a thong.
I knew it.
Okay, so I have... Since I work out so often and I wear these short shorts and, you know, like leggings sometimes. I hate wearing leggings in there because it's so hot, though.
So
really,
hot.
Beyond, like, trying, you know, look like feeling sexier in, like, little booty shorts, I don't like the stickiness of a legging on. So I've been thinking, like, Spanx must make something. Because, you know, so many of these leggings and shorts, like, ride in between, you know, in the wrong places. Some of them have, like, the design of them are better, where they have, like, a triangle sort of in the crotch area where they don't ride up and do this seam right in the middle.
Yeah.
So I was Googling, because there's so many cute shorts and pants that I have that just ride and I'm always like this, like pulling them down. And I'm like, do I have a long torso or are these just cut wrong? Whatever. So I was Googling, is there something, you know, that like holds you in the vaginal area? Okay. Like, is there, right? So I was Googling, like, I don't know, the wrong things, I guess. I was Googling, like...
I'm so intrigued right now.
I was Googling, like... vaginal minimizer or something just to get support there.
Yeah.
When you're wearing tight stuff, right? And I couldn't find anything that I like remotely for that. I'm like, Spanx must make something, like Skims must make something.
Yeah.
You know, for tight stuff. Couldn't find anything. So for a week, I had this grandiose idea that I was gonna make millions of dollars on this product idea of, you know,
minimizing your vaginal area.
A seam. Like a something in between your underwear and the legging to make so that the seam of the pants can't go inside of your seam of your vagina, kind of. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay.
So I'm like, this needs to happen. I mean, I was talking to a few girlfriends. They were like, that would be amazing. You need to make this, whatever. So then I'm like, hadn't much thought much about it. And then I was at school, and another mom was wearing shorts over her leggings. And I'm like, why are you wearing short shorts on top of leggings? I'm like, why are you doing that? She's like, to cover my camel toe. And I was like, okay, interesting. So then I Google camel toe underwear. Like, you know, like I hate the word camel toe, by the way. Worst marketing. There was like a slew of things on Amazon, you know, from inserts like that go inside the underwear, you know, reusable like stick things, silicone, whatever, you know, just to sort of basically block anything from from going up, you know. I mean, even some jeans, you know, high-waisted jeans will like ride up and you're like, like I want something to protect my like
your camel toe.
You hate the word vagina. I want something to protect my vagina from something like going straight into it, you know. Okay. Clearly you're not going to be wearing those all day every day because, you know, you need airflow, whatever. So then there was all these products that came up. This one I thought was the most interesting. Came up on Revolve.com. It's called JIV Athletics, and it's called the Athletic Thong. They make a mid-rise and a high-rise, but it's literally camel toe-proof mid-rise thong. I'm going to show you. Patent pending, by the way. And I wore a pair today. I normally don't wear underwear.
You wore a pair to the workout?
Yeah, these ones. Just kidding. No, this is a different pair. I sometimes wear underwear under my shorts or leggings. Sometimes I don't. Do you?
Always.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Because I hate the weird lines it'll create. I'm like, what the hell is that happening on my hip? So I wore a pair of these today. And with my most, like, they ride the most shorts that I...
Okay.
I don't even wear them anymore because they ride. But they're cute. And it really helped. So this I like because they're just underwear and you can wash them. As opposed to, like, an insert.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, there's non-washable?
No, like, oh, there's gotcha. Inserts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there's some
that are just weird.
Disposable.
That's
there's
weird.
Some that, I swear, I'll show you on Amazon. There's all sorts of different kinds. But these seem the most reputable because they weren't, like, coming from China. And they're, like, an LA-based company that are doing this. And basically, here, feel. Like, I thought Spanx would for sure do this. It's basically just a thicker... Probably cotton, maybe a poly, in the crotch area of the underwear. And it's not in the front, so it's not making you look bigger. It's just protecting the seam.
How was it?
Of your vagina. It was fine. It was totally comfortable.
It just feels like a comfortable... I mean, I don't have these issues.
It is. But certain seams of leggings just want to... When they're... I think it's just a bad design. Just want to, like, go. You know, there's just a seam all the way down and no.
Yeah, I mean, either you have camel toe or you don't.
What do you mean? In general?
Yeah.
In life?
Yeah, in life. Some people are perfect and some are broken.
I don't agree.
Well, I mean, do you really battle camel toe that often?
In shorts?
I've never thought about it.
Well, because you haven't been doing a sexy stripper workout.
Ugh.
So... just
then
wait.
I'm going to need this bulletproof thong soon.
All the girls I work out with are going to be all over this, by the way. So
it feels
I'm
good.
Happy I found it. I'm sad that I'm not
the creator. Wait a minute. Can I take this off?
And I do.
Are you returning it?
No, I'm not returning it. And I do think that
I mean,
it'll get better and better as they tweak it a little bit. But it's super helpful. Even in a
so
pair
you
of
don't
jeans
think,
that rides up.
Okay, but you don't.
Do I battle camel toe? No. In short booty shorts and leggings, oftentimes the seam is just weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So here's the thing. Because
they're hugging material that, like, are trying to go up to here,
yeah.
And then
it's
like
creeping.
Making you
it's
feel
creeping.
Like you have...
And it's forcing its way.
Yeah, yeah.
But how are you going to avoid this not doing the same thing and being like... Wah!
Well, it's not going in between.
How do you know?
Well, it didn't today.
Oh, it didn't?
No. It stays in the center. Yeah, it stays in the center, so nothing...
Oh, I see what you're talking about
now. It's not a thin...
Yeah.
Like, normal underwear is just a thin piece, just like the rest of the underwear,
yes.
Where anything could penetrate it and make a line.
The poor woman at school, it's like, I got camel toe.
No, she's so cute, by the way. No, because leggings. Because this is the thing. This is a widespread issue. It's not that you're battling it every day in all your clothes, but there are certain things where you're like, I just want to have, like, a Barbie-looking vagina.
Huh. I'm intrigued.
Okay, well, you can... Wait. When Lauren finds out about these, she probably already knows, but over the
I
years...
Bet she's,
if you're
like I
a,
bet
if
she's
you're
not wearing underwear.
If you're a dancer or a ballerina or, like, something of that kind, this is life-changing. When you're wearing tight things all the time...
Yeah.
Anyways...
I bet she doesn't...
That was my discovery of the week.
That's amazing.
And I'm just... These girls are... whoever... I think they're women... Yeah, they're women-owned. Oh, all products are designed in San Diego, California. My city.
Your birthright.
Yeah. With a family-run company offering a sustainable approach to luxury performance undergarments. All products are designed in San Diego, California, with a focus on fit and function. Each garment is made with recycled materials and eco-conscious packaging.
Well, they put it so nicely, too.
I just think it's a need. There's a need.
There's a market for it.
And I want to email my friends at Revolve and ask how crazy these are selling. Anyway.
That's interesting.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Have you not tried your coffee yet?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've been talking.
Please take
I've
a
been
little
chatting.
Sip. Okay.
Chatting.
So.
I love it. Just because I want, like, a remedy, you're like, have you been battling this? It's just like when you wear, you know, it's just like the boob tape. When you wear something strapless, you need boob tape. It's fixing a problem. Do I always need to not wear a bra and wear boob tape? No.
No. But there's some days you do.
Keep the
some
change,
days
you filthy
got
animal.
Moose. What are they called? What are the
moose
guys?
Moose knuckle.
It's
gross.
Ew.
Okay.
Okay.
I bet you didn't think I was going to say the word vagina this many times today.
No, and I'm shook.
I'm very comfortable with the word vagina now.
Oh, God, stop. There's, like, sweeter ways to say it.
What do you want? What would you call it?
A giny?
Ew!
What?
Cotty, you are... It's funny because you're so raunchy about a lot of things. More raunchy than me.
Way.
But certain things, I'm so... about so many things. And it's funny because there's just a few things where where you trump me.
It's a trigger
me.
Warning for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So... We also discussed, look at us. This is like Oprah's 50 favorite things or whatever.
It really is.
Do you want to start Prolon next week?
That's kind of. I kind of do.
Let's see how much I ate through this one.
I just don't know if I can stick to it.
Oh, shut the fuck. Well, listen, I'm not going to let you fail.
Oh, wow. You have Velcro on that box? Is that the new design?
Oh, we can't do this.
What?
I already ate 2 days.
Let me see. I'll do 3 days.
No, we're not doing 3 days.
Why?
It's five or bust. How many of these do you have at home?
Let me see what you've got going.
I bet Bird has some.
I don't have any. I have soups.
Let's see.
I have leftover soups.
Oh, okay.
Is your bar gone?
Yeah, you just get glucose in 2 days.
See, that's what happens. The bar goes because I start off strong and then...
that shit soup.
Oh, actually, I like that one. The lentil curry.
Well, clearly, I didn't make it to nighttime on this day.
At that point, I'm like, I don't even want anything.
And this is like just a swift kick in the balls. It's like, did you eat your spearmint tea?
Let me see. This is like a new packaging. Oh, you brought me tea, you said.
Okay, so
we're not doing this?
Well, I can.
What do you mean you can? You said you didn't have enough gear.
Oh, I have a whole new one at home.
You brought this for me?
I brought this to supplement yours.
Oh.
How many days do you have?
Well, I don't have any bars, but I could do a fasting shake in place.
Oh, yeah. Just switch it out.
Let me see. Okay.
That's a full day, and that's a full day.
Okay. And this. I could take 2 of your full days and probably do the rest.
Hold on. Do you have any full days at home?
I don't have bars, but I do have everything else. So
you're fine. You don't need the bar.
I could do the fasting shake instead. Can I have this?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure? If I don't use it, I'll give it back to you.
No, please don't. Just throw it out if you don't use it.
Give it to a homeless person. Who's
please.
Like, are you hungry?
Who wants to fast?
Are you hungry for a fast? On a level from 1 to 10, how good of a faster are you? Oh, yes.
Cutting. I brought so much good
shit. So is this the one with the app?
How amazing is this bag, by the way?
It's amazing.
Fucking awesome. Patagonia Midge.
You could carry me in there.
Midge and Mabel.
I'm scared of that thing. Okay, show me.
I don't know how to use it. It's Mike's.
What do you mean?
I've never used it.
Okay, so it's a fat gauger?
Yeah, I think we need to download the app. This is going to bum me out, I bet.
What's the app?
Bello.
Okay, and then you put it on your skin?
And then I brought our scale.
I thought you were bringing like one of those...
No, in PE where they'd be yes. like, we've got a fatty. Yeah.
We're going to clip your, clip it was your
like
arm.
A clipper.
And see what your body fat percentage is.
Isn't that crazy that they used to like judge our physical performance by like 4 tests? They're like, sit and reach.
Yes, yeah, sit
like,
and reach.
She's not limber.
Pull ups.
How many pull ups can you do?
None.
I was always like 6.
Sit and reach was hilarious.
Sit and reach. You're like, oh, and phantom chair?
What's phantom chair?
What?
Oh, they never made you do that?
Against a wall.
Oh, I've done that. I didn't realize it was called phantom chair.
It's called phantom chair. You just sit there and you're like, your legs start quivering. And you're like, what time am I at?
Stop it.
They're like, time of first grader. Keep going.
Sit and reach. And then it was like markers on the thing, right? What was that showing you? What was that showing you?
How limber you are.
Limber.
Limber.
I'm very limber.
Right after you played a round of MASH. Okay, so I brought my scale. But we can't do it here because it's all carpeted. Oh, we can stand on this.
What do you think?
Mabel,
Why can't you do it on a carpet? It says not to.
What? You'll be like 9 pounds lighter.
On carpet?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just will you do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Who wants to guess my weight?
I don't.
Just try.
I think you told me.
Well, then erase that and try.
Right now before you weigh yourself?
Mm-hmm. Had a lot of liquids
today. Well,
based on
what you told me, I think
I have a lot of cortisone going through my body.
145?
Cute.
What?
I bet on carpet I am.
Cute. Cute. A cute 145.
Some people, this would freak them out. See, it doesn't even register.
What do you mean? Are they? Hello. Do you need to hop off now, while it wakes up? Oh, are you in Kilogram?
Holy fuck! Wait, maybe the carpet makes you heavier.
Okay, fine. So now you're there.
Holy shit! Would you get on?
I'm
a load.
But then wait, where does it tell you?
Oh shit! I forgot to do that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get back on. You've had a lot of tea. You were.
Oh my god.
Okay, now what?
Starting weight. Let's see. Hold on.
You're also.
40%.
You're also gaining muscle.
It just shows me the weather when it's really fucking heavy today.
You've worked out. You've eaten.
Cottage cheese and micro arugula.
I don't ever weigh myself. If I don't weigh myself first thing in the morning,
I would never jump on the scale at 1 p.m.
Yeah,
when my body is right svelte or swole. I'm very swole right now.
Bellow fat? Is that what it is?
I think so.
B-E-L-L-O?
Yep. We should have done this while Lauren was here. It'd be like malfunction.
It'd be like, you have negative fat.
Take the machine out of the bones.
Wait. I don't see it.
Why?
Let me see it.
Here, hand me my phone. I think I downloaded it at some point. Okay, let me see.
I don't know. Is it registering?
Is it L-O or L-A?
Do you do your arm or do you
is
like
it
your
stomach? Oh, I have it. No, you do your like the fattiest part of your body.
What is the fattiest part of my body? My stomach, probably?
Probably your camel toe. Your raging moose knuckle. Take off your lasso thong.
I'm crying. Oh, I do think it grows as you age.
Oh, God, help us all. It's a battle.
I want surgery. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, now what do I do?
Hold on, I'm logging in.
You are so not prepared for this.
I was tracking my heart rate the whole way here.
I thought you were bringing me a hook to like grab onto a little love handle.
Okay, please check your email. Okay. I just can't wait to see what I feel. What? How much was it? How much?
$250?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
Okay. I feel like if this is that good, Mike just needs to tell us how to use it. Wait, hold on. Should I get us one of these? Body fat caliper. That's what it's called, a caliper.
Yes. That is like, but that's not fair.
Do you think that works?
I don't think so.
Really?
Do you know where I'm going after
this? Let's ask my dad if that works.
I'm going to IKEA after this.
Oh, God. For what?
I've been working from home and working out of our bedroom. It's no bueno. The kids only want to be around me.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to move into the new house.
Okay. So you're going to set up an office and then we can set up
putting a desk in the corner.
A little lady den?
Yeah. I've got to figure out like what, if we want it behind a window, we want to stay away from the light.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? When we set it up, let's do like a time lapse.
Oh. I love you have these. I mean, I'm down, but I don't know that you're going to follow through with that.
Yeah, well.
A time lapse? Do you know how to do a time lapse video?
No, that's why I was going to see if Sandra wanted to come.
I love it.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Do you want Duran to be in charge of the chairs?
Who's going to be assembling?
Me.
Oh, in charge of the new chairs?
Should I take some pictures when
Duran's
I'm at IKEA?
Not in charge of the new chairs because he
His
doesn't
stuff
have time
is too
for
fancy.
Me. He just doesn't have time to make me anything. And the
oh, we're not making them.
Oh, well, then what were you thinking?
Just stuff he's thrown out.
No, he really does. There's not a lot of random pieces. The two he offered us, I thought were not, in terms of pitch and height, weren't
right,
much better
than
Then
I'm
going
to find us some bomb-ass chairs at IKEA today.
Bye-bye! Are you going by yourself?
No.
Is Megan going with you?
I'm she dead. Has to buy a desk for her husband.
Stop. Megan is kind of amazing. She's obsessed with you. Who wouldn't be?
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
You're the OG obsessor, though.
I want Megan to be obsessed with me, too.
She kind of is.
Yes, I am. I'm obsessed with you. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It feels so nice.
But I've given up trying to control you.
Oh, there's no controlling me.
No.
That's what people learn. The longer you're with me, the more you.
Yeah. I gave that up early on.
Oh, yeah. You gave it up like 4 years in.
I'm not particularly controlling across the board, just with you, because you're so, like.
Like a dragonfly.
You're
like,
weirdly independent, even though I feel like you're codependent with your family.
Yeah.
But you're very independent vibes and with your friends. And so that makes me want to, like. Sink my talons into you. But when I stopped doing that, it was just better for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you have a hold on me now.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, the less I try, the more you want me to sink a talon.
You opened the gates and I flew back to you.
Yes, exactly. You did. You're like the canary I let fly and you returned home.
I returned. I'm like, I'm ready. Close the door.
You're like, close the gate,
keep it
mother.
Open because it makes me nervous.
All right, we're coming for you next week, and we will also have a fresh episode the week of Thanksgiving when you have nothing to do and are completely bored with your family and belly up from eating too much food.
Maybe we can revisit the Whole Foods turkey.
Oh, my gosh. The Whole Foods turkey has taken the internet by storm.
I'm getting one.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh. Pre-ordering. So fucking good.
Good bride, horrible wife. Don't worry about it.